Jamaican Gourmet.
Hey, good morning. It's Dennis Coney, guys, back with Think of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey there. Good morning. I was wondering if you happen to have the any luck with the tax return. Did you guys get that over to us? I looked through everything and I didn't see it. So.
Which one? The tax return. Didn't we email those to you?
I didn't see it, but if you emailed it, it would have came from just Jamaican Gourmet Pro, right?
Yeah, I think we found that initially.
Okay, I might have it then on my previous computer. They switched computers on me, so let me look real quick. But did you file for...
I'll resend them.
Okay, did you guys file for 2015 yet?
I think they had done a...
an extension?
God. An extension. The bookkeeper, she's been out, so... the thing is, she's an accountant as well, so this is kind of like her business season. So she always do an extension and do it after.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I have the 2014 here. It shows 314,000 in gross annual sales.
Yeah.
I can use that. The only thing that I'm seeing here is there's quite a bit of NSF activity. I know it's probably because of the previous loan and how it was hindering the business. I'm afraid that I know that Lloyd's looking for more of a traditional type loan, but it looks like it's probably going to be a fairly small amount and end up being a daily payment again too.
Yeah.
So, right. So I mean, I don't know if that's something he still wants to go through with. I think we're a better fit for you guys.
When you say a fairly small amount, what do you mean by that?
Probably like maybe 15,000 to 20,000, you know, at the most, in that ballpark there.
Alrighty. He's not here right now. He's definitely the person you would need to talk to about that. And you guys, and this is just from me, you guys couldn't do like a line of credit or anything like that?
No, I mean, that's really the line of credit. As far as line of credits go, just between you and I, they're really hard to come by. They are coming around a little bit more often. Since 2008, they pretty much... What happened is in 2008, when everything collapsed, the larger banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo, those larger banks that were giving those lines of credit, they made them term loans and had people pay them back in anywhere from 2 to 5 years. Well, it ended up bankrupting.
He had a line of credit, and that's when his business started going really taking a turn for the worse. He had a line of credit, and he wasn't using it at the time because he really didn't need it. It was there as a buffer. So what they did, they took it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to a lot of companies. They either took it or they made people pay it back in a small amount of time, and it made a lot of people go bankrupt. It was just really bad for everybody. So as far as a line of credit goes, I get a few approvals like that every once in a while, but just to let you know, they're companies that are usually have at least 250 employees or more. They're, you know, multi-million dollar companies, and they're really companies that don't need a loan. So they just give them a line of credit, but what it does is it puts a blanket lien on the business. So they basically own all the rights to the assets and everything like that. So not saying that you guys won't qualify for one in the future or something like that, but right now I think, you know, it's probably going to be a shorter term, probably 15 to 20,000 daily payment, and maybe anywhere from 8 months to 12 months in length. So I don't know if that's something that would benefit him. You know, I tried in the past to use the equipment as collateral, and for whatever reason, whatever values they found out there were much lower than what we expected. You know, it wasn't me. It's just whoever.
It's like 1,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. Yeah, it was just way different than what we were expecting. So, that's kind of what we're up against. But as far as that goes, you know, if you want to speak to him about that and let him know, that's kind of what we're up against.
Alrighty, I'll ask him to, you know what, I'll ask him to give you a ring just so that he can explain it to you.
Okay.
So that you can explain it to him.
That works.
Alright.
Okay. Alrighty. Talk to you later.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.